The following podcast of The Blitz is brought to you by BetDSI.com. With the NFL and college football seasons here, it's time to take that pigskin knowledge to the bank at BetDSI.com. With 20 years in the business, an impeccable reputation for great service, fast payouts, and an excellent mobile interface where you can play, win, and get paid, it's a no-brainer. BetDSI.com is the place to go. They have every wager option you could ever want or even imagine, and if you're watching a game, you can use BetDSI's live betting option to bet on the fly. Whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, the UFC, esports, global sports, or even politics, celebrities. I mean, really, it doesn't matter. Whatever you feel like betting on, BetDSI has it for you. You get started today with BetDSI, and you can get some extra bang for your buck, too. They're offering double your money for your first deposit. That's right. Deposit to start winning and get up to $2,500 free. That's double your money right from the get-go. So what are you waiting for? Double your bankroll right now by joining BetDSI.com and use promo code BLITZ101. The games are more fun when you get paid, so play at BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code BLITZ101.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
The Cardinals are apparently acquiring Paul Goldschmidt. D-backs getting Luke Weaver, Carson Kelly, Andy Young, and a draft pick. Everybody is saying that the D-backs got fleeced.
That's what it looks like to me. Cardinals top 30 prospects, number 29, Andy Young.
Maybe for some reason they like better what the Cardinals were offering as opposed to the Astros, because I can't imagine they wouldn't offer something better than that. Joel did a video for SportsMap on Justin Reed being a candidate for Defensive Rookie of the Year.
He's been very good. The Texans have to be happy with that. And I remember thinking, that was their first pick. They needed an offensive lineman so bad. But in hindsight, it was a good pick by the Texans. You know, normally I am already thinking about, who are they going to draft? But I'm finally starting to think maybe this team's worth paying attention to for something other than who they're going to draft next year.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at my name, Jong, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. You can also watch us on live stream. So you can check on that as well. So sometimes it's fun to go back and look at some of this stuff that I wrote. So like in 2012, I did the five best and five worst characters in good shows.
Yeah.
See if you would disagree with any of these five worst characters.
The chick from Breaking Bad.
Number three on the list, Skyler White.
She was horrible.
You could probably guess all these from 2012. The top three are all women.
Gemma.
No, I like Gemma. She wasn't that awful.
Really?
Character. Ugh. No, but January Jones in Mad Men.
She was bad.
She was number one. Lori Grimes in The Walking Dead.
She was bad.
This, I said, please kill her.
Although, Coral.
He's number four.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I said, please kill her. Whiny, unattractive, a real detriment to the show. Every minute this character is on screen, I want to change the channel.
Plus, had a baby with her husband's best friend. That's dirty. And then dies and leaves the husband to take care of the baby.
Yeah. And then
hoes ain't loyal.
But Carl, I said, I don't want this to be all women and children, but this kid needs to go as well. Yeah. And enough with that hat, kid. It's probably all his mother's fault, but we're ready for him to be gone. Then the Skyler White was third, and then fifth was Peter from Mad Men.
Okay.
So it's just so I didn't get to this yet this week, but I did my Twitter purge.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
How'd that go?
I got it down to 664 followers. People that I'm following, I mean.
Oh, okay.
So I killed off a little more than 300.
Good for you.
So about a third. The funny part is, five of them were actually dead. I was following five dead
people.
You're
around that age, it'll happen.
Yeah. So I didn't feel bad about unfollowing them because they're still following me. So I still get the follows.
Right, but they're dead.
And they're not going to be able to unfollow me.
It's hard for you to influence them.
So, somebody said, did you watch Jack Ryan? Yeah, I liked it. I thought it was kind of your...
I thought it was good, too.
I thought it was very typical...
Tom Clancy.
Tom Clancy, yeah. It was textbook Tom Clancy. Son of Picard asks, have you watched Expanse? I read the first novel, and I haven't had a chance to watch it yet. It's one of those, you're right, it should be up my alley, because I love sci-fi and fantasy and stuff like that, and it's definitely sci-fi, but I have not watched it yet. So, you know, we didn't get a chance to go through any of the early NFL lines. Was there anything that jumped out at you?
Not really, and I'm still, there's some people who have turned in their, because this week on our pool, it's just one pick, one NFL pick, and a couple people have turned in their plays, and I keep looking for mine.
Yeah, I got nothing.
I haven't found it yet. I'm not in love with anything yet. If I would have gotten the Giants early, but now it's at 3.5, -3.5 on the road. I'm not giving 3.5 points with the Giants.
No.
I mean, I think they should cover that, but I don't know. And then, I don't know. There's a lot of teams that I've looked at, and I'm like, yeah, maybe that's right. But there's not one that jumped, and maybe it's a good thing, because I went 0-2 last week. And I haven't won an NFL game since week 10 for my best pick of the week. So maybe it's good that there's not one jumping off the page at me. But I can't look at one and say that's a slam dunk.
Thursday night game, Titans -5 against Jaguar.
I tend to lean Titans for the same reason I leaned against Jacksonville last week. I just think that they've quit. The Titans have a little bit of life in them. I think coming back and winning the way they did against the Jets, a game they could have easily just rolled over and died in. The Colts lose. I mean, they're one game out of the play, out of a wild card right now, or they're maybe percentage points or not, or tiebreakers out of the second wild card. No, I guess they're a game behind the Ravens.
Yeah.
So they're obviously right in the thick of it. They've got to be motivated. I keep thinking Jacksonville's got, they're like Atlanta. What are they playing for?
Yeah. I would lean tight in there, I think. Chiefs -6.5 at home against the Ravens.
Say that number again?
6.5, down from 7.5.
At the Ravens?
No, it's at Kansas City.
At Kansas City? Yeah, again, I mean, at 6.5, I probably lean Chiefs. But, I mean, the Chiefs looked so unimpressive last week against the Raiders. And the Ravens have gotten better and better. Again, it's a game I don't have a great feel for.
I'll tell you what. Put this in your notebook. I'll take the over 50.
Okay.
That'll be my play.
Then, I mean, I think if you like the over, then you probably like the Chiefs.
I don't know. I think the Ravens will be able to run all over the Chiefs.
Yeah.
And put up points.
That's your play for the pool, you're saying?
Yep, over 50.
Okay.
Texans -5 against the Colts. I have no feel for this game.
I don't either.
I think, again, though, I think the over-under is a little low.
I think, I don't know. I lean to the Colts, but the Colts looked so bad last week, I don't even know what to think they're going to be this week.
I'm pretty sure Romeo Crennel is looking at that game film from last week and saying, okay, this worked against them. We'll do this. I'd probably lean Texans, but I'm not getting anywhere near this game. Panther -2 at Brown.
Yeah. Again, another game. I just don't want anything to do with it. Gun to head, I lean Browns.
See, here's one. Packers -5 at home against the Falcons. After what I saw the Packers last week. Well, wait a minute. After what I saw the Falcons last week.
They're both dead teams. Yeah. So Packers are giving their 5.5-point favorites?
5-point favorites, yeah.
I'd lean Falcons. These are two bad teams. Okay.
Saint -8 at Buccaneer. Kind of think Saint
Bat. What's the total?
Total's 55.5.
I'll go over that. One thing I've noticed about Tampa is I don't want to say that I've been wrong about how bad they are, but what we have found is when Tampa doesn't turn the ball over, they're dangerous on offense. They will score points. Their defense is still trash.
Yeah,
but if they don't turn the ball over, they can get it up there on you, and they're one of those teams. Like, I always think of Detroit as this team. Let's say they're getting their ass kicked. they'll come back and make it interesting, which means that's a perfect over team. You know, like, until this year, Detroit used to be the best over team because they were bad enough to fall behind, but they always had Matt Stafford who could rally them. And you know, when you're just chucking the ball around, he was perfect for it. And he could get them back, you know, at least try to make it reasonable and get you some garbage time points. I think that's Tampa this year. So I like that over.
Bills -3.5 against the Jets at home. Bills at home.
I'm not giving that hook, especially. I don't like giving points with the Bills at all. I understand why I am, but that hook is too much for me.
Patriot -7.5 at Dolphin.
This feels like a Dolphin spot.
It does feel like a Dolphin spot.
Patriots going down there.
I just have a feeling the Patriots are going to throw out one of their turd games again.
Yeah. Although late season Patriots tend to be better.
Yeah. But
the Dolphins suck though, man. They're so bad. I don't care what their record says. That is a garbage team. And they're like the Redskins. I watch them like, how has this team won 6 games? How's it even possible that they've gone on a field against another NFL team and beat them 6 times? It's crazy.
Ram -3 at Bear. I think I'm taking Ram here. I know it's a road game for Ram.
Yeah.
But it's a night game, so it's not.
Before I picked the Rams, I would have to see the weather. I mean, if it's windy and crazy. And
it's always windy. It's Chicago.
The other question is Trubisky playing.
Yeah.
But the Rams will have to be a running team if it is windy and snowy. And if you're one-dimensional, that Bears defense, they can hurt you.
Yeah, the snow doesn't bother me. The wind does.
Yeah.
And that's really the concern because you can't really throw the football if it's windy. Giants -3.5 at Redskins, we talked about a little bit.
Yeah. I lean Giants.
Giants are a road favorite.
Yeah.
By 3.5 points.
That's the Mark Sanchez effect.
Bronco -4 at 49er. I got to think Bronco covers that, huh?
I would think so. I mean, I'm not crazy about Broncos being, you know, road favorites. I don't think they're that kind of a team. But and now Emmanuel Sanders, their number one wide receiver, is done for. Mm. But Phillip Lindsay's been so good lately.
And the 49ers are...
they're bad. So, yeah, the lean Broncos.
Charger -14 against Bengal. There's no way you can give up
14. That's at the Chargers, right?
Yeah, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's too many points. No, thanks.
They don't have a home field
But advantage. Also, I'm not betting the Bengals.
Lion -3 at Cardinal.
God, this feels like such a square time to take the Lions. But it's so tempting because 3 points is I mean, you're basically saying they got to win against the worst team.
Yeah, I like the Lions here, actually.
I do. I think I do, too. But, again, I don't feel great about it.
Cowboy -3.5 against Eagle.
I like the at Cowboys, home. I yeah, think. I've been saying Eagles off a win, and I was wrong this week because of Mark Sanchez. But I think this week I like the Cowboys. Mm. That's down from 4, too.
It opened 3, went up to 4, now it's 3.5. Steelers -10 at Raider.
Again, double digits on the road, not something I'm looking to do. But if I'm not mistaken, it says here that line opened at 13.
It did.
Whew. I mean, no James Conner. I think I have to pick the Raiders.
And Seahawks -3.5 at home against the Vikings on Monday night.
The hook scares me
off.
Yeah,
if it were just 3, I think I'd be on Seahawks.
I think I would be football. Too. And I'm looking at the Vegas Insider, like all the books.
Yeah.
There's a lot of 3s out there. If you want 3, it looks like it's usually -20. And if you've got 3.5, it's usually even money. So I'd prefer a 3 with -20.
Okay.
Yeah, but not one game just jumps out at me as like, boom, that's the play. I think I'm leaning to that over 55 with Tampa, New Orleans.
Okay. All right, there you go. Tell the people about Pajamagram.
Pajamagram! Guys, Christmas is right around the corner, and you want to go something that's good for you and good for her. That's where Pajamagram comes in. The super warm, world-famous hoodie footy from Pajamagram, America's PJ experts. Let's face it, it's hard to be hot when she's freezing cold. The Hoodie Footie's the ultimate solution. Combines the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footed pajamas. Headed to a warmth, we'll have her cozy in no time. All the Hoodie Footie styles are available at pajamagram.com, including mink chocolate, snow leopard, and many others. And if those Hoodie Footies aren't your thing, they've got pajamas for every occasion. You're looking for something a little spicy, they've got you covered there. You're looking for matching pajamas for your family on Christmas morning, they've got you there. Best of all, you don't worry about gift wrapping because Pajamagram includes free packaging. Delivery by Christmas is guaranteed, and they're backed by a 100% lifetime guarantee, so you risk nothing. Go to pajamagram.com right now or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. That's pajamagram.com. Tell them AJ from ESPN 97.5 sent you.
Is ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on Blitz, on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. People still want to talk about TV. Somebody asked about what about American Gods on Stars. I thought it was pretty poorly done, to be honest with you. I read the book. I love the book. But it looked like a kid out of film school put it together. And from what I understand, they've had all kinds of problems with season two. And the director's gone, so it's been delayed. It may not even happen. But I thought the book was a lot of fun and really good. But I wasn't crazy about season one of that. Old school metal debate for Mr. Fowler. Iron Maiden or Judas Priest? Judas Priest. I was a big Priest guy.
Yeah.
Until I found out all the songs were about men.
That's what you liked about it.
No.
You're like, man, I can really relate to this. I mean, you should have known when they were talking about balls are awesome.
No, it doesn't have that, but it does have...
You play it backwards, it does say that.
Nobody plays stuff backwards. Nobody does that. But some of their songs... In retrospect, probably should have known at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like Grindr. have you ever seen the lyrics to that?
No.
I'll share some with you.
I wonder why the gay hookup website is called Grindr.
Grindr looking for meat. Grindr wants you to eat. Refuse to bite the man trap. Be led to set the snare. I love to have my sight kept everywhere. Grindr looking for meat.
All right. That's where the thunder of the man shouts back.
Grindr. Yeah, you should have known.
Grindr looking for meat. Yeah, you should have known that.
At the time, I really didn't know. I really didn't know, but I was a kid. The other one that's really bad is Turbo Lover. The lyrics to that.
No.
You won't hear me, but you'll feel me. Without warning, something's dawning. Listen. Then within your senses, you'll know you're defenseless. How your heart beats when you run for cover. You can't retreat. I spy like no other. And there's a bit about, there's one line that's just, something about a load. Oh, we feel so close to heaven. This is the worst part. On and on we're charging to the place so many seek in perfect synchronicity of which so many speak. We feel so close to heaven in this roaring heavy load, and then in sheer abandonment we shatter and explode. I hear turbo love. That's just porn. That is music porn is what that is. I didn't know at the time. So, God. 713-780-ESPN. Got anything you want to do here? I've taken this thing way off the...
Well, I mean, all the stories that I really wanted to get to today had nothing to do with sports either, so...
Well, I mean, that's fine. I don't have to do sports. I did want to make fun of one thing.
Okay.
You see, Philip Rivers and his wife are expecting a ninth child. Who the hell has nine kids?
Philip Rivers. He hates birth control.
Dude, pull out. There's too many people in this world.
He doesn't believe in that.
Well, he needs to learn.
I mean, that's...
There's a positive to it.
Yeah.
That means no more kids.
I think he likes having all those kids.
Why?
I don't know.
Is he trying to get an entire starting football team?
Apparently so.
I don't get it. I think you should stop it too. Whoever you are.
Yeah.
You know, just recreate yourself and leave it at that. That way we don't overpopulate the planet. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Yeah, I got a bunch of non-sportsy stuff to get to.
I thought we were trying to get back on track.
No, we don't need that. What are we going to talk about? Wow, the Rockets bench sucks.
Yeah, I guess that you're probably right.
And we talked a lot about the Astros missing out on their guy. I mean, we could talk Texans or Colts again.
I've got a story about why I don't leave the United States.
Okay. You say this to the person who's about to go to Canada on Saturday?
Yeah. Hernandez Machado was in northeastern Brazil and was walking down the street when he crossed paths with an alligator that was also walking down the street.
Okay.
Which, you know, I don't like countries where alligators roam the streets. I don't like that. I'm not looking to visit that.
Okay.
I don't care how good the weather is, how nice the beaches are, how beautiful the women are. The alligators, I'm out on.
Okay.
Apparently the alligator attacked him. And
that's what alligators do.
He bit him on his left hand. Villagers managed to control the situation by jabbing a wooden stick into the alligator's mouth and freeing him. Finally, a resident managed to tie a rope around the alligator's mouth. But there's video. That's the worst. If someone was videoing this whole thing, this guy's laying on his back with an alligator on his hand, and they're like shoving a stick in its mouth. I'd be so mad if I was getting attacked by an alligator and there was some guy videoing it.
Well, it's not even that big of an alligator. You should be able to get away from that guy.
I mean, it's big enough.
Eh. That's almost a teen alligator. It's not even a...
Yeah, it's not a full-grown one.
Yeah. Now, if you're getting chased by a big badass alligator that could swallow you whole, that's a different animal. So,
Globo reported the alligator was later taken to a pond, which that wouldn't happen. He'd be dead. Residents said it wasn't the first time an alligator had been seen in the streets.
I mean,
how do people live like this?
Don't know. Apparently Eddie Murphy just had his 10th.
Kid?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess these people are wealthy. I mean, we know that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it just seems like, don't you want to retire someday? It seems like at some point you want to get out of there. Mick Jagger has 8 kids.
Jeez.
Mel Gibson has 9.
That's, somebody normal has to have 9 to offset that.
Angelina Jolie has 6, but they're all adopted. Or I think most of them are adopted. Yeah,
well, that's okay.
But that's still a lot of kids.
Yeah, but she's a rich and she's adopting and giving kids a good life that they would have never gotten. So that doesn't bother me.
How many?
And she probably has 12 nannies. She doesn't deal with them.
How many children do you think Marlon Brando had?
Wasn't he gay?
Nope. Apparently quite the opposite.
Okay. I'll set the over-under at 8.5.
You'd be over.
Okay.
How about 15?
Oh, my God.
15.
Who the hell is having all these kids?
And
stop it.
He had them with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 different women.
Mm.
Marlon Brando, what a life.
Wow. See, that's, and somebody brings it up, that the idea of child support would scare the hell out of
me. Oh, yes. How many kids do you think Charlie Chaplin had?
11.
How'd you know that?
I just guessed it.
You're right on the money.
I figure he wouldn't have been as high as Brando.
How about Bob Marley?
He died pretty young. I'm going to go 6.
He died at the age of 36 with 11 children.
Wow.
I mean, that's getting after it. Mm. I mean, you're not wasting any time. Yeah, all these people. I mean, here's another one. Mia Farrow.
I think I remember reading. I thought she had like 8 or 9.
14.
Oh, my God. How do you spit out 14 kids?
Yeah. You remember Octomom?
Yeah.
And that would lead you to think she had 8. No, 14.
Wow.
She had 8 at one time, but then had 6 other ones along the way. So, man, that's a lot of children.
I don't know why people want to do that.
I don't get it either.
The kids aren't that likable.
They're really not.
And
they're gross.
They cost you money. And then they get old, and the only thing they're good for is to be designated drivers. That's it.
You're not familiar with DMX, are
no.
you? What's the anthem that they play in Deadpool, Jong? Fred will know that because he loves Deadpool.
I do love Deadpool.
Can we bring that up? This is who DMX is. DMX has 15 different children.
Okay.
Each with a different mom.
Ah.
I mean, that's getting it around.
Well.
Evander Holyfield only has 11.
Yeah. I remember he refused to use condoms, too.
Like, get after it. Come on, guys. Like, if you're going to go big, go big.
A couple of things. That Gilroy says, I always see baby alligators on the road in Bridge City, but they're usually roadkill.
That's the way it should be.
And then Matthew said Marlon Brando was a documented bisexual enthusiast.
Ah, okay.
I knew there was something there.
It doesn't say he got any dudes pregnant.
You come to me on the day of my daughter's wedding.
Travis Henry.
Wanted to do a threesome.
The old running back, Travis Henry. 11 children, 10 different women.
God.
And he's 37 years old.
Jeez.
Yeah. So...
stop breeding people.
You got to. You got to make it stop.
Mm.
All right. I got to tell you about Triangle Energy. There's a lot of different energy providers out there. Always different offers ranging from free weekends, free days, cash bonuses. The list goes on. And you may have fallen for one of those offers and then months later found out, wait a minute, I'm paying a higher rate than I signed up for. Or wait a minute, you've thrown additional fees onto my bill. What's going on here? That doesn't happen with Triangle. They keep it simple. The rate you see, that's the rate you'll pay. End of story. No gimmicks, no minimum usage fees, no charges for going over a certain amount of electricity. Good, honest business from a good, honest, born in Texas company. Give them a call, 877-93-EAGLE, or log on to TryEagleEnergy.com. Use promo code ESPN. You'll get yourself an additional discount. That's 877-93-EAGLE or TryEagleEnergy.com. Promo code ESPN, PUCT license number 10064.
Is ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
Yo, get it twisted. This rap is mine, mother. It's not a game. What you heard is what you hearing.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And it's the nonstop Papa Stainless Steel. You remember this song?
Yeah.
From
Deadpool, yeah.
Okay, yeah. This is DMX.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't know who sang it.
15 kids, 15 different women.
Jeez.
He gave it to him.
Yeah, X going to give it to you. X going to give you a baby. That's what he's going to give you.
Probably going to.
It is not a bleeping game. It's to put a baby in you game.
I see. I don't know where to go with it. People to stop making babies.
Is this week going by really fast to you?
Yeah, it is. And I realize I've got stuff I got to get ready for my freaking trip that I haven't done yet. So some of that's got to happen tomorrow. And then we're migrating over to the new system allegedly tomorrow. So I've been pretty much balls to the wall since Sunday afternoon and will be until I leave.
Gary told me only 4 of Mia Farrow's kids were natural. The rest adopted.
Okay. Well, then that's all right.
DJ Hollygrove, he seconds that. So, okay.
Did you see the Packers fired Winston Moss because of a tweet?
Yeah.
Here's his tweet. Ponder this. What championship teams have our... By the way, this guy... Yeah, if you're going to tweet and you're a football coach, at least try to have some semblance of grammar. But ponder this. What championship teams have our great leadership, period? It's not the offensive guru trend. It's not the safe trend. Find somebody that is going to hold number 12 and everybody in this building to a hashtag Lombardi standard, period. Hashtag losing sucks. First off, he doesn't make a hell of a lot of sense here. I think what he's trying to say is, you know, somebody has to hold Aaron Rodgers accountable.
Which is fair.
Well, 9.5 hours after sending the tweet, he'd been fired.
Yeah.
Because you can't do that on Twitter. It's just dumb.
That's not the place for it.
This is my favorite part. The Packers have informed me that their, T-H-E-R-E.
Oh, no. You're fired for that,
letting
bro.
Me go. Hashtag thanks, Twitter. It's not
Twitter's fault.
No, you're a dumb. Winston Moss, you are a dumb. What the hell are you doing? I have served the Packers with all my heart and soul. I've given it my all. No regrets.
Maybe they saw that you're giving up 128 yards rushing per game and you're a linebacker's coach. Yeah, maybe they need to hold you to that Lombardi standard. You're giving up more rushing yards per game than the Giants. How's that possible?
Maybe they said what championship teams have our great leadership. That's who you want representing you on Twitter.
I think they honestly just saw the grammar and they were like, you know what, this guy can't represent our organization.
Yeah, he's an associate head coach. Get out of here. But yeah, I'm not shocked at all. You should be fired for that.
Man, Lamont says, man, to put this in perspective, you guys are naming millionaires with 10-plus kids. But back in the day, this was the norm for average people. Imagine having 10 kids in a 2-to-3-bedroom house with 1 bathroom. My grandma has 13 kids with 2 that died, a total of 15 kids.
Wow.
She wasn't a millionaire, Lamont? That's no joke.
No.
That's no joke. I'm glad my parents, they didn't need that.
My dad's one of 9.
Oh,
and he's the last one and the only boy.
You're one of 2, right?
I'm one of 2.
What about Teresa? She's one of what?
5.
That's getting...
What are you guys aiming for?
One of each is perfect.
One boy, one girl?
Yeah.
What if you get 1 boy, 2 boy, 3 boy?
Oh, man, that's...
You keep trying?
That's a lot. I don't know.
Or like 1 girl, 2 girl, 3 girl.
I'm actually more okay with 2 girls than 2 boys.
Why?
I don't know. I feel like boys are more of a headache.
They're so gross.
Yeah.
Like, if I want to be grossed out any given day... So all my my gym towels are in the closet in the kids' bathroom. So I'll go in there every morning to grab a towel before I go to the gym. And without question, there's either like they didn't flush the toilet, there's piss on the toilet seat. One of them squeezed the toothpaste all over the counter and just left it there. One of them didn't rinse their toothbrush, so it still got like toothpaste goo all over it. They're just really vile creatures. Like, we caught my older son trying to, like, he was supposed to go take a shower.
Mm-hmm.
And he came out of the shower and his hair wasn't wet. He just ran the shower and didn't get in. It's like, why would you do that? I mean, what's the point? Well, why? I mean, there's no way. And this is a kid. I mean, he can't dry himself off worth the hell. So it's like, it's when he's not gotten into the shower, it's pretty obvious because
yeah.
he's not dripping water all through the hallway.
What was his reason?
He first tried to lie about it, and then he was like, I just didn't think I needed a shower. Okay. You did. Yeah, kids are gross.
Mark asks, what are the odds both Fred and AJ attend the Bush viewing? Percent zero. I'm not going.
Yeah, I missed it.
Where is that, by the way?
It's over. It happened. I missed it.
Oh, okay.
No, it's...
Nope, it's over. I missed it.
It's right back over here, right on Sage?
No, I won't be going.
No, I won't.
Leaving here is going to be hell.
Today?
No, that's why I'm going out the back way.
That's what she said.
No, that's what Judas Priest said.
That's what Fred said when they broke into his house.
Stop. Stop starting those rumors. Holly said maybe Coach
Speaking
Moss
of the back way.
Should hashtag quit hashtagging.
Maybe a good move.
Yeah. All right. There's no good way to do this one either. There's no way.
This is Zumos, isn't it?
Yeah, it's yes. Zumos. So
let's just reset.
Yeah, let's.
Okay. When you open up your back door and you look at that beautiful backyard, and you're gonna fire up the grill, you need Zumos meat in your pocket.
Well, not in your pocket. You don't put meat in your pocket.
I mean, your proverbial pocket.
No, you want it out there on the grill where it belongs, man. And it can be any of their great sausages, man.
Bring in the heat.
To be the Zumos party time sausage. Do you mind? You know, this is a client I'm trying to do here. All right, let's try this again. Guys, there's no way I can do this. You guys are dickweeds. You know that? Because now there's not a single way I can say this where it doesn't sound dirty. It's impossible. Fortunately, all right, we'll try this again. Holidays are here, and you want to do something special for the holidays, right? Try some Zumos. Whether it's the party time sausage, which is fantastic, whether it's the Boudin, whether it's the Andouille sausage, make it a part of your holidays. And they want to wish you guys a happy holidays from Zumos, from their family to yours. And their family has been doing this since 1908, making these great sausages, all available at all of your local grocery stores. You can go to H-E-B has it for sure. So drop in H-E-B and look for Zumos, Z-U-M-M-O-S. That Andouille sausage is great for gumbos, red beans and rice, or just straight off the grill. You can also mix it with the Boudin for the ultimate Cajun-style meal. I love the Party Time sausage. It is just, it's great for anything. I've used it for breakfast. I've used it for cookouts. We've even used it on homemade pizza. It is fantastic. Go and check it out. Make it part of your holidays and make it a Zumos weekend. That's Z-U-M-M-O, Zumos.
This is ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on Sports Map 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Check out giftingmap.com, your one-stop shop for holiday presents, featuring everything from home decor to jewelry to luggage to briefcases to cufflinks. There's a great collection of brands and items to discover. Plus, you can enter to win a $500 gift card to the site and a $100 each for three of your friends. Check it all out at giftingmap.com. Patrick Creighton up next. All right, let's wrap up the show the way we do every Wednesday with famous deaths. I think this is a pretty good group of deaths here. I'm going to say really good group.
Okay.
We start with Harry Morgan from MASH, dead at 96 in 2011. Desi Arnaz, better known as Ricky Ricardo.
Ricky Ricardo.
Dead of lung cancer at 69. And in 1967, Burt Lahr, basically known as the Cowardly Lion from Wizard of Oz.
R.I.P.
Spent his whole life trying to run from death. Dead at 72.
Died a coward's death.
Yeah, he did. He was very cowardly.
courage.
If he only had the courage to face his death. 2014, Jean-Marc Bellevue, dead at 83. Canadian NHL player.
Bellevue.
Oh. So that's a cool sounding name. So maybe I should change my name to Fred Bellevue.
That sounds about right. If you're going to change it, I mean, change the Fred too. It'd have to be Frédéric Bellevue.
Yeah, I don't know about Frédéric. Maybe François Bellevue.
Maybe so.
Now we're talking. 2002, Rune Arledge, dead at 71.
Made up person.
American sports broadcasting pioneer.
Oh. So he was real.
Well, he's made up now because he's dead.
Yeah.
1955, Honus Wagner. Dead at 81. The only reason I know him is because his
baseball card.
1889, Jefferson Davis, president of the Confederate States of America, dead at 81.
Well, Jefferson Davis, if he were here today to see you taking down his statue, I do declare he would be mighty, mighty disappointed.
I feel that's not very gentlemanly.
It's very, very unkind.
2004, Nathan Gale, American murderer. Dies at 25. He got shot in the face.
That sucks.
After he shot Dimebag Darrell in 2004.
Well, that's what he gets.
You know what? I Nathan Gale, I'm glad you're dead. I wish somebody had shot you before you shot Dimebag. R.I.P. Dimebag.
Yeah.
That was taken way too young from us at 38. All right.
Like that he shot him in the face with a 12 gauge.
Yeah.
Like not
you gotta make sure.
He didn't pull out his sidearm. They didn't pull the 9. He was like, you know what? I'm hitting him with the buckshot.
Wait a minute, John. I have a little. Is it Nathan Gale or Nathan Gamble? You've got both here. I don't want to get Nathan Gale shot if it's supposed to be Nathan Gamble.
I copied and pasted from the website I use.
He gambled wrong.
Mm. You think he felt a Gale when those bullets went flying by him? All right, here's your best deaths. 2013, Nelson Mandela. 2007, Pimp C.
Oh, my man. That's a good one.
2007, Chip Reese, American professional poker player. I don't know how he made the best list. He was okay. 1996, Pete Rozelle.
All right.
I know you'll like this one. 1993, Pablo Escobar.
Pablo. Yeah, I love that one.
All right, here's another.
Damn, the police got him, too.
You know.
So unnecessary. He was a good guy.
There's good and bad people on both
sides.
He was
a good hombre.
Okay. Really weird that we lost John Lennon and Dimebag Darrell in the same
week. John Lennon. Yeah. That's. I'm so glad. I mean, I was like a baby when that happened, because if that had happened when I was like in my formative years, I would have just been devastated. Like if I was like 12, 13, when I was like, I was really, really into the Beatles, that would have just broken me up.
I think I was 15 at the time.
Ugh.
But I wasn't a big Beatles guy back then. It was later that I started to appreciate them. I just wish somebody had shot Mark David Chapman in the face with a shotgun. 1951, Shoeless Joe Jackson.
He's still alive, too. He's still up for parole. I think he's up for parole this year.
Yeah, well, I hope they let him out and then somebody shoots him. Shoeless Joe Jackson, 1951. Dead of a heart attack at 64.
Cheater.
Noted cheater, yes.
I would have to know which side of the World Series I would have been on. To know if I'm really mad.
It all comes down to my betting.
He might be a team player for all
right,
I know.
Right, he might be on our side. 1791, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, dead at 35. What was that song about him? Rock Me Amadeus, that's what it was.
Rock Me Amadeus.
Yeah. 343, St. Nicholas, the Greek bishop who became the model for Santa Claus, dead at 73. All right. Here's your porn star, 1995. Christy Lynn died from...
I'm going to say she was involved in a snuff film.
She drove 100 miles an hour and died in a car accident in 1995, which if it was on film...
That's a snuff film.
Then a snuff film. I'll give it to you. All right. This is still such a great song. Anytime people are trying to fight, if you just send them these lyrics, make them listen to this. All right. Hope everybody has an awesome Wednesday. We'll be back tomorrow at Buku. Come out. Great job, John. Great job, AJ. That was okay today. We'll try it again tomorrow. Till then, stay sportsy, bitches.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.